Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Adios Per Gimel Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zeichet Afan Ruziva Kogun Bikar of Mamish. And we continue with more machlokes in between the Chum and Reb Dosman Herkenes. So number one, Eichel Parad Einam Mitstarif to Reb Dosman Herkenes V'Chum Armin Mitstarif. This referring to Thomas Eichlin. We know that food could become Tameh even if it's less than the size of a Beitza. However, it cannot transmit that Tameh. It can't transfer it over to something else unless it's the size of a Beitza. And their machlokes over here is regarding food that's separate. For example, nuts. Each nut on its own is less than the size of a beitza, but if you have a whole bunch together, maybe those combined to be the proper shear that could transmit toma. According to Reb Daisa, they're not mitzdarf. According to the Chumim, they are. On to another din, this has to do with Maaser Sheni. As we discussed previously, if a person has Maaser Sheni that's brought up to Yerushalayim, if he's not able to or doesn't want to, he could transfer its value onto money and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Now, if Machlekas about what type of money could be used. So Mishnah continues, Mechalan Maaser Sheni al Siman de Reb Daisa. Reb Daisa allows one to transfer the Kedusha of the Maaser Sheni onto an Asimain, which is a blank coin. Basically, it's the shape and size of a regular coin. It's just not properly stamped, so it actually has its value in silver, but again, it doesn't have that stamp on it telling us how much it's worth, but still one could use it to mechal their maaser sheni, or zecham or lecham say, in mechalin, it can't be used because not considered a proper coin. Going back to discuss dinei tuma tahara, the following specifically has to do with the mechatos, the waters that the ashes of the paradum were mixed into. We know that when dealing with regular kachim or truma, if a person's hands are tame and not their body, all they have to do is just wash their hands, and that's perfectly okay, but when dealing with the mechatos, we have machlokes. Matbilin yodam lechatos div Reb Daisa. Reb Daisa says that if the Kain's hands are tameh and that's it, and now he's dealing with the mechatos, he could just dunk his hands in mikvah and it's perfectly fine. He doesn't have to immerse his whole body. If his hands became tameh, his whole body is considered tameh in regards to dealing with the mechatos, and he would have to immerse his entire body in a mikvah. Moving on to Mishnah with more machlokes in, we know that only kaihanim are allowed to eat truma, and the question is as follows: Reb Daisa allows non kaihanim to eat mavatiach, which is basically like water, juices, and seeds that come from melons, and knivas yarak means trimmings of vegetables. These are the leaves that went bad and the kohen is probably not going to eat. In both of these cases, non-kohanim are allowed to eat them because according to Reb Daisa, it's not considered food, so it doesn't have a din of truma. Whereas a chum ois and a chum aser, and they say it is still technically considered food, even though most people aren't going to eat it, it still has a din of truma that a non-kohen is not allowed to eat it. And on to another machlokes, this has to do with the mitzvah of reishis hagez, that when a person shears their sheep, they have to give some of those first shearings to the kohen. The question is, what's the minimum amount? Reb Daisa says that if a person shears 5 sheep and from each one of those sheep he gets 1.5 mana, that's mana manu pras, 1.5 mana's worth of wool, so that amount is chayv reishis hagez. Whereas a chum and chum say that no, chamash rechelu is kol shehein, even the smallest amount of wool that's sheared from 5 sheep is chayv reishis hagez. Now obviously they hold it's not the tiniest amount. The halacha according to chum is has to be a minimum of 60 slime across all 5 sheep. But just to point out the contrast between Reb Daisa and the chumim, Reb Daisa holds that 37.5 slime have to come from each sheep in order to be chayv in reishis hagez. So that means that it's over 150 slimes worth of wool have to come from a total of 5 sheep in order to be chayv in this mitzvah. Whereas the Chum say no, there's just 60 across all 5 sheep in order to be chayv. Working to stop it for the day and pick up 12th Mishnah Dalon Hey with more machlokes in Reb Daisa and the Chumim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.